This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We have seen a lot of movement in the National Football League over the last 10 days. The New York Jets, they went out, they acquired Devontae Adams. The Kansas City Chiefs got DeAndre Hopkins. And now the Baltimore Ravens, they have acquired Deontay Johnson. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Cordell Woodland. He is with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He is their Ravens insider. Let's learn a little bit more about the Ravens trade. Cordell, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Canton?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's just start with this. What's your initial reaction? What's the Baltimore fan sentiment after the Ravens make a trade?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I think it's a good trade, especially when you look at what the Ravens had to give up to get him. Really didn't have to give up a whole lot at all. The Ravens sent the fifth round pick to Carolina. They got Johnson and a sixth round pick in return. And the Panthers are eating pretty much almost all of his salary. The Ravens owe him $625,000 for the rest of the year, that according to the Athletic's Jeff Zrebeck, who also covers the Ravens. So, I mean, it's a good deal. I think Deontay Johnson is a heck of a player. And if nothing else, the Ravens have always had questions surrounding their wide receiver depth. So I totally understand it from that perspective. I just hope this isn't the only deal that the Ravens have in their pocket, because this doesn't address any of their immediate needs for me, which would come on the defensive side of the ball. They need somebody that can get to the quarterback. They need help on the back end of that defense. So I like Deontay Johnson as a player. I just don't know if it necessarily makes me look at the Ravens and the outlook of their season any differently.
Yeah, that's sort of my initial take on it as well. I'm always for giving your quarterback more weapons, but this is an offense that doesn't really look like it needs too much more of a boost. That if you had told me today that the Ravens had made a trade, I would have assumed that they would have went out and got Marshon Lattimore, for example, or a corner that they could just simply plug and play. I was a little bit surprised to see the Ravens try to get more offensive help.
Yeah, I mean, especially from the Panthers. I mean, there's a lot of talk out here in Baltimore about maybe a reunion with Jadeveon Clowney, who's in Carolina. So you think if they're doing a trade with the Panthers, Clowney would be the guy that would be involved in that. But, yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, look, I know this Ravens offense struggled this past Sunday in Cleveland. The receivers had multiple drops. Defense had multiple drops as well, which ended up costing them the game. But all in all, this Ravens offense has been far from their issue this year. They have one of the more potent offenses in the NFL. We know what they can do in the run game, but even in the pass game as well, they've been exceptional. So, look, it doesn't hurt to have another guy that can get open, and if nothing else, it's definitely an immediate upgrade over Nelson Aguilar when you look at their wide receiver three. So you look at guys like Zay, you look at Rashad Bateman, who's really come on here over the last couple of games, and now you add Deontay Johnson with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely and those guys. You like the weapons that they have. No doubt, I think this is the best supporting cast Lamar has had in his career to this point. I just wonder if Deontay Johnson is going to be prepared to do what it takes to be a Ravens wide receiver, which entails a lot of blocking, which entails games where you may not get the ball a lot of times. It's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? You're going to have to give up a lot when you're a Ravens wide receiver. You have to be able to sacrifice a lot of things in terms of your opportunities and targets, and sometimes you may have to block more than you want. So I just wonder how Deontay would deal with that.
That would be one of my biggest concerns, and I'll get to the other concern here in a bit. If you're going to be a Ravens wide receiver or a Steelers wide receiver, you're going to have to do some of the dirty work. Like, you're going to have to be willing to get your hands dirty a little bit. And from what we know about Deontay Johnson in his first 4 or 5 years in the league, he just doesn't seem like that kind of receiver. He doesn't seem like a Ravens kind of receiver.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm old enough to remember Deontay Johnson not falling on the fumble in Pittsburgh. I'm old enough to remember Deontay Johnson coming up with reasons why he didn't feel like he needed to block for his running back who was on his way into the end zone. And that was in Pittsburgh. And the Steelers culture and the Ravens culture are almost identical. So, you know, Pittsburgh sent him out, not because he can't play, but because he no longer fit their culture at the time. And look, time heals all. Maybe he's matured and everything. I think that the Ravens, I would imagine, they've done their due diligence and they understand what they're getting. And Deontay understands where he's going. But no doubt, that's definitely something that's on my mind, and I'm sure the Ravens thought about that as well before they pulled the trigger on this deal.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland for a few more minutes here. He covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. They're one of the top contenders in the AFC, and they also just went out and got Deontay Johnson. Let's talk a little bit more about Deontay, and I want to talk about you guys' weekend and the loss of the Cleveland Browns. You know that age-old saying that sometimes a deal can be too good to be true. It is very startling, the fact that Carolina essentially just gave him to the Baltimore Ravens. Carolina is not moving up that far in the draft, and they're willing to eat a significant portion. We just talked about this before you popped on, how important culture is, and the Chiefs have really established the kind of culture that they want to build. Deontay Johnson flamed out in Pittsburgh, and now Carolina is willing to give him away. Do you have any questions? And it kind of goes in line with what we were talking about willingness to block and doing those things. Do you have any worries of whether or not Deontay Johnson will fit the culture of what it means to be a Baltimore Raven?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. But, you know, in fairness, there people like myself, maybe I don't know if I necessarily had major questions about it, but I'm sure there were people that had questions about Odell Beckham coming to Baltimore last year. And, you know, he's not a typical Ravens type of wide receiver. He's pretty flashy. He's talkative. He's outgoing. He has a big personality. And, you know, while the production on the field may not have turned out to be what they hoped for, Odell Beckham was great for the Ravens on the sidelines. He was great for them in the locker room. He was a great player to cover. Just as a media member, my expectation for what I thought Odell Beckham was compared to who he was when I actually covered him, night and day. I can admit that. So maybe the same will be the case for Deontay Johnson. But no doubt the questions are there. And, I mean, in fairness, you probably do have to wonder, you know, and when you see he's coming from Carolina, like you said, they're not going anywhere. They're a complete mess right now. They're changing quarterbacks by the week. It's kind of a dead end. And with Deontay only having, I believe, this is the last year of his deal, Carolina's just trying to get out of there and get rid of a player who's clearly disgruntled and doesn't like the direction that the team is headed in right now. You just hope for Deontay he's not the type of player where everything has to be going perfectly for him to, you know, stay in line. I just don't want that to be the thing that impacts where this Ravens team is going, because, like I said, it takes a lot of sacrifice to be a wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens.
What do you make about this Ravens team? Because we have seen them go toe-to-toe with Kansas City and lose by a toenail. We have seen them dominate the Buffalo Bills. We've also seen them lose to the Raiders and the Browns so far this year. I think the one seed conversation is done for Baltimore. They're four games back of Kansas City. It is not realistic anymore to me to think that Buffalo can be the one seed in the AFC. How is it one week that Buffalo can look like they're the biggest contender outside of Kansas City, and then the next week they can lose to the Las Vegas Raiders?
It's insane. And, you know, the Ravens right now, I think everybody is just trying to figure out who the real version of this team is. I think offensively we know. You know, offensively they have figured that out. I think they want to depend on the run game. They want to lean on Lamar and Derrick Henry. And for the most part, that's been the case. Even the pass game has been there for them. Offensively, I just don't think it's been a huge issue. Sunday was a problem. That was one of the few games that we've seen an opposing team pretty much out-physical the Ravens. It just doesn't happen on a regular basis, but it does tend to happen when they get into some of these AFC North battles, specifically against Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So not a huge shock there, and division games are always wacky. But, yeah, I mean, they've struggled with closing teams out, and defense is their biggest issue right now. I mean, they can't stop a nosebleed in the pass game. Jameis Winston and that Browns offense, which is kind of – they're on their last breath these days. They just changed play callers last week, changed quarterbacks. They traded Amari Cooper. They had a left tackle who played left tackle for the first time in his life on Sunday, and they couldn't get a pass rush. They couldn't stop anything in the pass game. It was hard to watch. So – they have to figure that part out. And with the trade deadline coming, that's kind of where we're all looking at for this Ravens team to see if they're going to upgrade on that side of the ball. Because offensively, yes, they're good enough to make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But defensively right now, it's tough to see them kind of being able to be dependable in January.
I was just going to ask you if you think that they're done. If you think that they're done making moves, I'm with you. I think the Ravens probably need to make one more move. Either you go get a pass rusher, you go get Clowney like you referenced earlier, or you go get Marshawn Lattimore, a name that I threw out there. You know that organization. You know their temperament far better than I. Do you think they're going to make another move? Do you think they're going to dive back in that trade market?
I think they're going to try. I mean, I would be incredibly disappointed if Deontay Johnson was the only move that they made going into the deadline. I mean, it helps their wide receiver depth, no doubt about it, but it doesn't fix their biggest issues. And they need somebody that can get to the quarterback on third downs. They need somebody that can get to the quarterback in the fourth quarter. They need somebody that can make plays on the back end of this defense. Look, Dino Stone led his team in interceptions last year with 7. He's in Cincinnati. Patrick Queen, been one of the more tackle machine players on this defense. He's in Pittsburgh. And Jadeveon Clowney, who led them in sacks last year, is in Carolina. So they lost a lot of production on that defensive side of the ball. And I didn't even mention their coaches that they lost as well. So I do think that Eric DaCosta is working the phones and is going to try to make something happen on the defensive side of the ball, because that right now is the biggest glaring need that I think is going to hold this team back to getting to where they want to be.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland for a couple of more minutes here, just getting his thoughts on everything. Let me get you out of here with the question about the Steelers. I have not been a Steelers believer at any point this season. You now look up and they're 6-2 heading into their bye week. Are you a believer in the Pittsburgh Steelers? Who do you think is going to win that division?
Well, I'm a believer in them in the scope of they can definitely win the division. And they can definitely be a tough out in the postseason, no doubt about it. This is a team that they're playing the way that they want to play. And few teams can play and win with the style that the Steelers do. And that's led by defense, which they have one of the better defenses in the league. I think they're second in the league in points per game given up. They have a rushing attack led by Najee Harris right now. And Russell Wilson has kind of awoken this passing game. They've been throwing the ball all over the field these last two games, albeit not against great defenses, but you got to go with what you have right now. And so I do think Pittsburgh's going to be a tough out. I wouldn't be surprised if they won this division. I still believe Baltimore is the more talented team, but talent doesn't trump all. So it's going to these two games against Pittsburgh are going to be very tough, and the Ravens already have a couple of AFC losses to their name already. They just lost a division game as well this Sunday. So, and they've struggled against Pittsburgh these last few years. So it's definitely not going to be easy. I do think the Steelers are a legit concern, and that's us assuming they're not going to make any moves at the deadline to improve their roster.
That is Cordell Woodland joining us on the show today. He is with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Just wanted to get his reaction as the Ravens have traded for Deontay Johnson. Cordell, great stuff, man. I'm sure I'll catch up with you down the line.
For sure, man. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.